Blog Talk Radio.
I can't figure out how to turn the music off on Blog Talk Radio. I don't see that. Sorry, I'll figure it out. I'll let you go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of
I know, but you need to rest.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday.
Okay. So I go to today's episode, right? And click on it. I didn't get it to open. I had it on my phone. I was told to put it on the phone. I logged in first and then I signed in on my phone because that's what I always do. No, I don't see anything.
There. What? Can I hear you, Linda?
Hi, Artis. I was trying to host this call to let Ron and Linda rest, and I couldn't mix. I mixed it up, and I can't find it on my.
No, you did it.
I called Ron. Well, I called Ron. Hi, Artis.
Oh, hi. Hey. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you filling in the gap. In many ways, the team filling in the gap as we move through this journey together.
Yeah.
So it's.
I thought I knew this, but apparently, I'm doing it fantastic. But
well,
I think
somehow it worked. But I don't know. I haven't been on every week, and so I don't know what kind of attendance there's been. I know that, you know, some Saturdays you were had other responsibilities, so I don't know if there's anybody else on or not. You know, we may have to do some revamping of some things. You were on Angelo's Show the Plan.
I was
this week. Yeah. Joe was.
He talked faster than I could think.
I tried to take notes, but I. that was good,
yeah.
and always good to connect with people.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep connecting and finding people that we can help that are looking and would like to do something more with their lives. And we have so many different solutions that we can help them with. So that's always good.
Absolutely. Yeah. just a matter of exposure. You know, it's a numbers game, and you just have to keep putting the message out there, you know, so ways that you can meet different people and just interact with them, find out what their desires are for their future, and find ways to that don't take a lot of your time, you know, to connect with people maybe that you normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do. So I know I have an electrician coming.
You what?
Go ahead. I have an electrician coming to. I'm back in my condo.
Are you?
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Ron.
Sorry about this.
I don't know if what I did when Dufferville helped you or not, but I could hear you and Artis perfectly, and my call-in didn't work at all. I just had to go back and recall in as a guest. And I just wanted to say hi, and I'm so grateful, Linda, that you stepped up. You might already know Linda's mom. We spent 2 days at the hospital, and Linda fell down and broke a couple vertebrae. Linda's been at the hospital since what day? When? Anyways, a few days ago, and day and night, and we just she just needed to kind of have this morning to kind of recover because it's been a little strain on her. We were, you know, deep in prayer. And the doctors just finally decided that after they were going to do an MRI on her. They were sending her up, and she's a pacemaker. If they did do it, they would have killed her. So thank goodness we got that. But the neurologist was waiting for the MRI report to come back and tell us if there's anything. So she said, Mom and Linda sat in the emergency room for another 8 hours yesterday. And last night, about 7 o'clock, they finally got in her room. And so they plotting out the process of what they're going to do to, you know, 94 years old. It's a little tough to do a lot of stuff. Yeah, but she they gave her medications, and right now, mostly what now she's doing is sleeping. Which the doctor literally looked at Linda and said, "Now you go home and do that." So,
yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Linda, for stepping in to handle. I'm really citing a number of things that are happening this morning that by afternoon, and Yugoslavia time, Artis, you may know, have an idea on this, but Len Cain, Captain Len's webmaster, lives in Yugoslavia. His name is Merrick. And this morning he is changing Len's website so that there will be a, it's called GRS Travel. And that's going to create an cash stream to support the GRS program. And it's part of what Len is kicking off very soon. It's called the Kindness Campaign, which is a way for each person to, like, officially become outreaching to do something kind for everybody every day. And there's a outline of things to be, and you do that, then you'll be recognized for it. And, you know, it's so typical of Len Cain. And, Artis, I know I shared this with you the other day. The publishers, the research company called Who's Who in the World, Who's Who in America, every year have a Humanitarian of the Year Award. And this year they chose Len Cain as the Humanitarian Humanitarian Man of the Year. And so
that's
going to be an international recognition. And so we'll be talking, and the fact that he's kicking off the kindness campaign just demonstrates how, and everybody that's part of, as we invite them to come to the Hope Collection and be a member, which he encourages, he promotes the Hope Collection on his website. He just wrote an immediate link. And he is he's a partner in, not in crime, but partner in gathering and lifting people up. Like, I mean, I know he does that. There's a young man, I wish a lot of people could just get the mindset of a young man. His name's Derek. Derek calls me every day. he's a young man that has some challenges, but the one thing he does have is not a challenge. He has a heart and a mindset to help other people. And since we, Bob Oakley, work with him, he works with Bob Oakley directly, and anybody else that will answer his calls, he goes out every single day and hands out a Hope card and talks to somebody, and then is now sending them. He's writing on his email address or his phone number on the back of the card so that they can get back to him and he can get back to them. He's now learning to collect a card or write down the person's email address so that we can turn it over to Bob, and Bob and Derek will then pursue connecting with that person.
That's
vital. And so that this morning, had we not had a little issue here in the last couple of days, Linda has written, and I've kind of added a few things to the thoughts. We will have that email going out to Hope Associates, and I was hoping maybe if it's okay with you, I call Anna and see if she can. I don't need the list, but if we give her the email, she would send it to e-commerce team of people that maybe haven't even been on the call in a long time, but we're making it. And I'll send you the copy of the letter, Artis.
Add
it. And we want to invite people to come on back, come on home. And if they've not been for a while, or if they've never been, we want them to join on. And then when we reach them, we will we'll ask them to get back to the person that they were connected with originally, or you,
or me or one of the other team members, and we're going to we're announcing, let's call it the revitalization of the vision of the whole collection. And we're going to have some programs on each Saturday that will cause people to want to be a part, because it'll make it's like I can't think of a weekend that I don't look forward to going to church wherever I'm at. And now you don't even have to be
right.
Someplace. You can go online and do it. It's not the same, but you can go online and reach your church or a church every Sunday. But I like
right.
to think I can't go anywhere without Saturday morning coaches call artists.
Well, I love that idea of, you know, reaching out to those people. And I was just thinking, as you mentioned, that we should, you know, like highlight the weeks that each area is going to be covered, so that people that have an interest in that area are aware that they're going to get more information on that
Excellent.
Specific one, in case they can't do it every Saturday morning. You know, we all have things that happen on Saturday mornings, and, you know, that way they can have it. And then also, you know, we don't need to tell them this, but if somebody says, well, unfortunately, you know, I have a commitment that morning that I can't change, and then we can tell them that it's recorded and that they'll be able to listen to it and give them the date for it to get on Blog Talk to listen to it.
Okay,
so,
sure.
Yeah. In that regard, Ron, we had mentioned about you connecting with someone on an earlier phone call. Did that happen with everything that's taken place?
Absolutely.
Do
you want to share that?
Absolutely. And we're rocking, we're moving at breakneck speed. Yes, it's happening.
Oh, okay. I wanted to get back to you about that, but I, obviously you were, had your focus on, you know, your mother-in-law. So,
I'm sorry, I did text you, but it was a very brief message, so you might not have, you know, I just said and appreciate the knowledge and everything. But, yeah, I've talked, I'll let you share the exciting news and the event that the Griffin team and e-commerce team is connecting and going to be represented. Actually, go ahead, Artith, I'll let you make the announcement.
Oh, I'm not sure I'll do it justice, so you can fill in the gaps. But I had someone that texted me and wanted to have more information concerning what was, Optimized My Life or from the Hope Collection. And I said, you know, for him to go to Optimize My Life and check out some of the certifications and see if there was an interest, because he was interested in making some extra income. And so I talked with Ron, and he explained to me, and I had totally forgotten about Jobonomics, and I'm not going to do justice in what that is all about. So anyway, I connected Ron with this person, and that's what I was following up on. So, you know, our goal really in restructuring the Hope Collection and to make it easier to make these connections is to have someone either that's on the board or someone that wants to actively pursue helping people through all the different venues that we have available through the Hope Collection, take charge in one area and have a team of people that also help. And so this was a way of me actually doing that, because I knew that Ron knew more about this area than I did. And it was evident when we had our conversation. And so there was a need in this area for someone that had good leadership qualities. And so Ron connected with this person. So maybe you, if you want to, you can just kind of share what about Jobonomics and how it filled a gap for him or made him more interested.
Sure.
In, okay.
Well, it really turns out, and I'm excited and grateful, Artis, that you did make that reference. It just all was just a simple reference, and it turns out that the gentleman, we have a past, and so it was like a reunion. And, you know, this person, I'm pretty sure I can share this, this gentleman, because he decided years ago to take advantage of e-commerce and e-pantry, and last year he got a motorhome and drove all around the whole country for a year. And as a matter of fact, last Thursday night, I think it was, I was talking with him. I made the connection, and he was in a place called Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which I know extremely well. That's a turnoff when you want to go through Harrisburg, go south, Washington, Baltimore, wherever you want to go on the East Coast. That's the spot off Route 15. And if you miss
right.
St. Mary's, you're in trouble.
Near our home.
Because you got to. Well, I'm talking to him, and he says, I'm there right this minute. but more importantly.
Our home in Dillsburg was just a few miles from Carlisle, and that's where Hal Irwin lives, our attorney.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
So,
yeah.
Been there and been with him. It turns out that Dave is now excited about reconnecting and getting involved on a level of depth, and the need is incredible. Jobonomics, Joel uncovered many years ago, I think it was when Joel was an advisor to President Reagan, when he was, Joel wasn't just an advisor. I mean, Joel was, everybody who knows him or knows of him knows that Joel Number was an extremely astute mathematician, statistician, PhD in math, and was recognized, and through his relationship and working with the Reagan administration, he was known to become a specialized advisor on the financial aspect of what was going on in our federal government. And so because of that, Joel met some really neat people, and there was a gentleman in Washington, D.C., lives just outside, named Chuck Vollmer. And Chuck is an author of 28 books, and today is operating in 55 cities, an organization that revitalizes using every kind of private and governmental banking, every outreach or support to create individual companies that provide developmental, operational, on-the-job training, jobs. And we're not talking about how to teach a guy how to push a broom or mop a floor or wash a window. We're talking about real career jobs in the digital age, in the internet, in that area, in the industrial side of things. And he's successfully been doing that. In fact, right now he's got a really great one going in Northern Virginia. And this guy has all the demographics. You can just tell Joel's influence here somewhere or another. But I have a 75-page manual. I downloaded it with all the information and backdrop of how Jobonomics can walk into a community and take empty malls or empty factory buildings and create within them almost spontaneously. Oh, by the way, and have the funding to set it up and operate a program, develop an administrative team, and then get into where you're actually interviewing, hiring, and putting people to work. And then there's educational, housing. There's a number of areas that so parallel what HOPE is all about doing. That's what attracted Chuck to Joel and their relationship. Chuck Vollmer is now actually in that. We've already put it into action. We had a Zoom meeting yesterday, a five-way Zoom meeting, and we started the we'll call it the Western New York Consortium that will develop the Jobonomics program right in Buffalo and the surrounding area. And the individual that you connected with artists can be and is interested in being one of the, well, just I use the word administrator, but he would be able to lead this program there in the Southern Tier. And depends where, in fact, Dave should, they had been gone so long, they don't know exactly where they're going to be when they settle here, when they get back, when they got back last weekend. So it's just really exciting that here, just a simple kind of call, and you were texting and made a connection that came back, and now it's going, moving and things in a road that, you know, I don't mind sharing this, only God can make these kind of things happen. And
right.
I want to share with everybody that's hearing this call this morning, one of the key things is we do what we do, and that is helping others by helping them help others. That's the golden rule. That's God. That is the fundamental lesson that Christ and God gave us to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
Hope is. The word hope. And so what I'm trying to explain is that if you understand that as we go through this world every single day, God has a plan for us. And as you come to know him, you realize that he has a plan for us. And so when we reach out to somebody, we may not know what that plan is, what God has for the person. But I honestly, and I can share, if I can give my testimony to this, I'm not sure. When I met Joel and Artis Griffin, I don't know that I knew what that was. And I was an adult, or, you know, not a very mature adult. I used to be, when I was in high school and college, I was a class clown. So, you know, class clowns don't really lead. I don't mean become a comedian TV and create a career that way. I mean, I was a class clown, and it was because I covered up my insecurities. Now, I'm not saying to anybody you got insecurities, but I know I did. And through my relationship and the business development, I will tell you one of the key things that helped me become more and lead me to much of where I am today is something called the Book of the Month Club, Standing Order, SO. And everybody, we are still encouraging. That was something that Joel Griffin, for an entire BWW organization around the world, Joel Griffin led the development of that. It's called a continuation of ongoing education. And when we met again, artists, I got one of the greatest gifts in my life that I've ever, besides knowing you and Joel personally and having the privilege of our relationship still, you shared something with me. I knew this about Joel from, like, the first week I met him. Joel reads books. Joel read every book. If you were at their home, I bet you it took about 20 guys and 20 boxes to get all the books out of your house when you had to move to get the house fixed up from the fire. And I know, but what's really unique, you didn't just have books. You know, there's a lot of people have a whole wall of books, but every one of them was read. And I know that. Because I would pick one up when I was at your house. I'd pick one up that had an interesting title, and you open up. On every single page, from the first page to the last page of that book, Joel Griffin shared his thoughts, his heart, his mind, and his encouragement, or how he reacted to what was saying and what he recognized, the points that were being made on that page. When you we met and you shared with me Building Leaders Around You by John Maxwell, And the real neat thing about this artist, well, I know you knew, we knew John Maxwell. We met him through you guys in BWW. Mm-hmm. But not only did we meet him there and had several times in our life at events like BWW and our donating the angel sponsors, there's one coming up to encourage people to take advantage of. But John was speaker there many times, but John also knew our local pastor and came and ordained him one time because when Pastor Carl, our pastor in Buffalo, was going to be ordained in college, he couldn't be there. And he was already pastoring in a church but hadn't been ordained yet. Well, so when we opened up and built a new church for a couple thousand people, John Maxwell came and spent, he was here a couple weeks actually, and he came to Buffalo and we got to be with them in a first time, you know, for we were there, we knew them. So we got to be involved in some things in welcoming him and got to talk with him. Well, John Maxwell's written, I don't know how many books now exactly it is, but they're all outstanding. And so when you gave me that book, Artis, my heart just jumped. And I will tell you, when I talk about it, I get goosebumps. Sitting here right now in my chair, my office chair, it never reclines, but it is a recliner next to my computer. I have the book right here, and on every single page, I have a note, and Joel Griffin, Joel is talking to me. I can just open it up and read a page, and it's Joel Griffin talking to me. Joel's talking to me every single day, and I'm talking with him. And it is, this book is my daily business operational, and because it's spiritually based, it adds to my spiritual learning and base in using, and it's what I'm using to lead the Hope Collection forward. And so Joel has still got his hands on every single thing that I'm doing with and for and serving the Hope Collection. And so, guys, it isn't Ron Clayton. I have Joel Griffin, and you just got to all know that. And so what I'm saying to that is, you know what, everybody can have access, and I encourage, as we do connect people, I encourage that you encourage people to join the SOS, Standing Order, the system that will help people develop the depth and information. And it's truly how I grew to do and learned how to do things. And early on, Lynn and I actually were just married when we first met Joel and Artis, and introduced us to so many things, the BWW team, the opportunity, e-commerce, and e-pantry. And at that time, that wasn't that. In fact, I'm going to date myself. The way that we were able to transfer and build the product side and the market side of our business, our CLC solutions, is I used to drive to, first we used to drive to the other side of the middle of the state to go to Joel and Artis' warehouse in their own garage. And later, wow, we got a big step forward. The bus company stepped up. First the bus companies, and then UPS stepped up because they didn't do home delivery. And then they did this. We learned that because we were plugged in. And you see, as we go forward, that's why it's so important that as we invite and bring people into the world of hope, that we get them plugged in. And we become connected on a real personal basis. Now, some people don't want that. They're just going to take advantage and use the tools that are on hope. That's okay. You don't know what God's mission is. But if you open the door for them, you'll help them find it. And that's why it's so, so important to not just get somebody's name, not just to give somebody a card. It's so important to connect them. And Artis, you guys thrilled that, because not negatively, you very gently, because I can never remember. There's only maybe a couple times Joel Griffin and Artis Griffin. I'm sure there were times that Lynn and I, for the 40 years, probably did or didn't do something that they had hoped or wished we had done differently or done, but they never once. And I cannot remember a single incident in our lives. And I tell you, there were a couple things along the way that we did that in a normal business setting we'd have been thrown out. They never, never, never judged us. Not once. They never did anything but lift us up and allow us to keep the road open, to keep going down the road and keep the car in gear, or get the car in gear for that matter. So what I'm sharing with that what Artis did this week, and I, on my part, I had to be responsible and do the other part of it, was to connect. And in that connection aspect, Lynn and I have been asked by dear friends of Joel and Artis Griffin, who we met years ago, and asked us, like Glenn and Pam Software has asked us to come and share smart shopping. And what I've just shared with everybody on this call this morning with a meeting they're having at a nursing home in Syracuse on November 6th. And we've been asked to do that. We are doing, I've been talking to Pam, and she is, we've reviewed all the things that we are going to do. And she was, what I just shared with you is what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to talk about. And it's really with using the tool of being plugged into the Nardone BWW system and utilizing these kind of support mechanisms and relation-building things, people can move forward. And, you know, we've spent the last year and a half being in jail, being confined, being separated. And you know what hope does? It brings us back together. It unites
absolutely.
Us. It empowers us. So, artists,
right.
I just want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate all that you shared and that you're moving forward and helping others and filling in the gap here while we make this transition. And the message is that we need to continue to meet people and know what their desires are and what they help them fulfill those desires. So I'm going to have to boogie off of here. I have workers coming here to do some things to get everything in order so that I'm completely able to function. And I guess I'll be talking to the ladies on seeing their smiling faces on Zoom tomorrow night. So I'll look forward to that. So,
yep.
With that, either you guys can continue with sharing, or we can call it a day and make this a little shorter time frame today. And it doesn't hurt to send out a link for people that weren't able to join us today to be able to hear what was talked about and hear Ron's connection that he made and a little bit about what Jobonomics is. So I'm going to sign off, and everybody have a blessed day. And I was going to say reach your hand out and say hi to people, but you might have to just wink if you have a mask on. Say good morning. So, have a great day. Love you guys.
Okay. Love you. Too. Thank you, artist.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Really, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for this morning. You know, Linda just...
I did things correctly, so just so you know, my computer is not showing its name. So I don't know how to close the call from here on my computer. It isn't. It's showing how many minutes are left for the whole hour, but I don't know how to close
right.
it. Can you close on your computer?
Somehow I did can't get in because the account actually is in my name. When I get at it, always the blog always switches me into being the host, even though I'm not. So I have an end episode tab on the that works on my dashboard that I see here. So I'll just click that when you and I are done.
Okay.
The other day
I
just made
a refresher course. I obviously haven't
well
been for a while,
you know,
and
what?
I didn't know exactly what to do, but we'll work on that. So
Barb Riley has agreed to host the Wednesday show. So I got
really?
Now I'm going to go into having to train her to do that. And I know I have Gary Helfenstein trained to do, and he's doing Yeoman's work right now. He's been opening a number of the shows. But we're working, and we're going to have, like we just recruited, and Barb has stepped forward that for the next 6 months, for sure, she just said, I got to go in 6 month increments because that's how I work. So she committed to being able to do that. So we know we've got Wednesday, and I'll do Tuesday, Friday. And Bob Oakley's still doing Thursday. and Gary Elfenstein is doing Monday. So we're going to have, but we're going to work to bring some more new people to learn to host and be able to do it. Because like you, Linda, some people are in their career, they can't just walk away from a job and say, hey, boss, I got to go do a radio show. I mean, it would be neat to do that, you know, but anyway, so, but I'm so grateful that, like this morning, that you really, really have made, this was really good that Linda was, you know, freed up from knowing that she needed to be here, because she has taken very seriously hosting Saturday Morning Call. When she starts on the call and I come on, sometimes she gets mad at me because she wants to say things that I do. And afterwards, it's always, Ron, I'm hosting the show. Let me do it. So, you know, it's one of my foils, I guess, and I have to work on that, and I am. As I mentioned, you heard me and make the announcement that Pam Schaffer called, well, actually Cheryl Downer from Medina called Linda and I and mentioned that on November 6th they're having an event. And it's actually at a nursing home, Linda. They have a conference center that we're they're bringing their team and customers for a, I call it the Christmas Basket Fair. That they're many different people making up some, their team are going to make up baskets that show how utilizing their products or their Eldecor product line and partner store line to be able to create some Christmas gift packages going forward. So the idea is that helps. Obviously, it's profitable and connecting and offering more services to customers. And then they're going to have, and she asked me to find out if, because she looked at rcenter.org and said, do you think Linda and Linda could maybe come and speak to our ladies? And I said, well, I'll have to find out, because I was on the phone with her during the day. And so the invitation is for y'all, the Linda team, if that is, can be worked out. And what's really cool, that they live in Medina, and she has offered for us, I'm saying us, that's you, us's, they, they're at home, they live in, and we've been to their home, and next door was their mom and dad's house she grew up in, and they converted it into a bed and breakfast. And after September, they run it through the summer and everything, but they don't book it during the, this time of year. And it's open, ready, you know, fully ready, operational to go. And she said, well, you know, Ron, you guys could come over Friday night, and then we can get up and go over Saturday morning. And so, you know, and if you want on the way back, you could stay there. We'll make that available to you. Obviously, we're not going to charge you for coming and staying, what you're going to be doing for us. We'd love to have you guys come over. And she was meaning you guys, us guys, our team, the Buffalo team, to utilize that and be able to stay there. And it's a fully functional, certified, state-certified bed and breakfast. So, and that she put that out there, and I think she was trying to bribe us, to be honest. And they're really looking forward, because from the men's standpoint, they, through COVID, they haven't had team meetings, and they haven't anything, you know, and done some Zoom work, but not the same. So this is going to be, and they have quite a strong organization in the Rochester, Syracuse area where a lot of people live with their team. And so they've planned this event on November 6th. So we'd be done by 6 or 6:30 and then be able to come home on Saturday night. Or we could get a room and stay another night if we wanted to. Or we could go back to their place, stay there before getting up Sunday and coming back. Whatever works for whatever we want. She just wants us and asks us to do that. And frankly, what you allowed me and Artis allowed me to share this morning is basically what I'm going to share with those folks, the men. And she said, well, our men need your input, Ron. You're such a great leader. You know, come on. I'm just, I'll share with you. I love doing that. You know that. And I've done open meetings for them, for their team in Medina during the week at different times before COVID hit. And so that's just what's happening. And very exciting, and Linda knows about it, but I probably haven't given her as much information as I've given you, Linda. so, anyways, we got some time to talk, and hopefully we can flexibly find a way to make that work for you guys, too, and I mean that. And so, as that, we can talk about it if you've already, hopefully you can figure out or would be willing to figure out a way for us to accomplish that. It would be wonderful. So,
okay. Well, anyway, better about that. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for being on. I'm glad you came on because I don't know what I would have. Anyway, we'll be talking. You can show me more about how to connect this call correctly next time.
Okay.
So thank you for joining all that you shared. It was exciting. I was so glad to hear. We will be talking.
All right, thanks. Tell Gary I said hi. By the way, Gary, as he can, and on days he does come on the show, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate he at different times he shares things, and everybody Len recognizes his voice, and everybody recognizes Gary, and they always are encouraging, and I want you to know that, and I believe it, and I rely on Gary. He's my friend, and that nothing changes. Yeah, we got to process things maybe at a different rate or a different way, but so what? Doesn't mean we can't still work to do things together. We're going to do that.
Right. Great. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go because I had a busy day and have to be somewhere in a little bit. Oh, thank you for... I hope Linda didn't get woken up too much and she could go back to sleep.
No, I came out here. I'm in the living room. She's in the... One thing for sure, when you're in the bedroom and the door closed, you can't hear anything out here. Well, she says sometimes I had the TV so loud I could. But I did get new hearing aids. I haven't learned how to work them yet, but I have some new hearing aids. They work.
Good. All right. Well, have a good day. Keep us updated.
Okay. Thanks so much, Linda. Appreciate you. Bye now.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.